After days of scientific subcommittees, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council had its first round of council meetings yesterday, hearing reports from fisheries across the North Pacific. Bering Sea pollock was roughly flat compared to previous years. Glenn Merrill, an assistant regional administrator for the council, says this year's catch is almost identical to what it was last year at this time. But while pollock may be steady, the accidental catch of imperiled Chinook salmon is actually up. Here's Merrill.
The total Chinook salmon bycatch last year was 8,237 fish, and the current Chinook salmon bycatch is 11,536. The rates are slightly higher this year for that same metric tonnage.
Increased Chinook bycatch within the pollock fishery is especially painful this year as subsistence fishermen along the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers face unprecedented restrictions in anticipation of one of the worst king salmon runs on record. On the Russian side of the strait, pollock fisheries are also in full swing. Coast Guard Captain Philip Thorne says the Russian pollock fishery opened on May 15th of this year. Seven vessels are operating within 20 nautical miles of the maritime boundary. Thorne says the Coast Guard is patrolling the line and continuing to send out patrol ships and aircraft as the season progresses. As for other species in the Bering Sea, snow crab is slightly down. Carla Bush with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the season ended about 2 weeks earlier than it had in the past. Merrill also says halibut bycatch in groundfish fisheries is higher, about 12% over last year. The council continues its meetings in Nome today at the Mini Convention Center. But to help reduce salmon bycatch by pollock fishermen, the council's Scientific and Statistical Committee also heard about an experimental fishing net that could soon be deployed in the Bering Sea. Yesterday, the committee heard the results of a study using the nets designed to increase salmon escapement numbers on pollock trawlers. The experimental nets, called over-under nets, were tested in the Gulf of Alaska. Trials could begin next year in the Bering Sea. John Govan is a researcher designing the nets and experiments for the North Pacific Fisheries Research Center.
The testing involves three different seasons starting in 2015, and we're hopeful that the results we got in the Gulf of Alaska, which were encouraging in terms of Chinook salmon escapement at levels of 40%, we're hoping to do as well or better than that in the Bering Sea.
Addressing the scientific committee, Govan says the goal of testing in the Bering Sea is to see if the nets can be scaled up.
So why do we need to do this in the Bering Sea? Well, these boats have greater horsepower, they tow faster, more towing force and net spread. Also, we've done no testing on chum salmon in the Gulf. It just isn't an issue there. Earlier version of this in the Bering Sea, in the last part of the Bering Sea testing, we got 20% escape, but we think on chums we might be able to do better than that.
Over-under nets are just one tool in the toolbox for researchers and commercial fishermen being used to improve escapement numbers and reduce salmon bycatch. But while the new nets could increase escapement from around 3% to as much as 40%, that still means 60% of Chinook salmon caught in pollock nets would stay there. And for groups like the Association of Village Council Presidents and the YK Delta, those numbers are still much too high, as Chinooks are off-limits for subsistence users. The Science and Statistical Committee says it's likely to recommend the Bering Sea trial move forward.